pause from Klal Yisrael, from just what's going on with the Jews. We get back to it at the end of the parasha. The problems of the Dor HaMidbar, the trials. And we meet up with a new character, Bilam. The whole story, even as a Bible story, is a bit surreal. And if you take the Bible, I keep using that word in quotation marks, if you take it as a collection of stories, so you find yourself with an interesting story. But when you understand that we're talking about Torah's Hashem, this is the sefer that contains all of the divine wisdom. Every word, every letter, every little crown on top of the letters, every one of them teaches us something about life. Then the story of Bilam something so wild, so removed from our reality, which seemed to be a bit out of place. Chazal think otherwise, obviously. And we find in Pirkei Avos, they tell us about the Talmidav Shel Bilam. What is Bilam like? Talmidim of Bilam. There are people on this earth that follow in the footsteps of Bilam. No, they're not prophets and their donkeys don't talk to them. But they are Talmidim of Bilam. And the first trait is Ayin Ra. Ayin Ra. There's a good eye and a bad eye. Learning through the parsha of Bilam, it becomes obvious that that was his strength. It was his way of looking at things. The power of his gaze, his piercing way of seeing something and then giving it strength or weakness. And Hashem goes out of his way to protect Klal Yisrael and doesn't allow Bilam to see anything bad. If we look at the beginning of the parasha, we find something very interesting. So Balak's people come to Bilam, offer him some employment here, and he has a dream. Hashem comes and says, don't go with him. He's a prophet. Hashem says, don't go. Bilam doesn't give up. But he heard the word of Hashem, and he is a prophet. So if you see, going through Chazal, going through Rashi, and going through the Psukim, Bilam goes and he misinterprets the Nevuah, the word of Hashem. Hashem says, don't go with them. Oh, them. They're not prominent enough. Hashem is standing up for my honor. Hashem is telling me that as a prophet, I can't just go with anybody. And he lets Balak know that. And Balak's got to send more people, better people. And eventually he goes. He gets his way. So let's understand. Is Bilam fooling himself? Is this a game? And Hashem goes along with it yet? He is and isn't. Of course, Bilam has his agenda. He sort of likes the mission they're giving him, and they're going to pay him yet. But Bilam understood that that's what Hashem was telling him. For real! He misunderstood what Hashem was saying. So then he's innocent. No, he's not innocent. You know why he misunderstood what Hashem was saying? Because we understand everything within the context of the positions we've already affixed, the values we've already affixed to everything, every issue that we're considering. Bilam has a worldview. Bilam sees himself as having been gifted for one purpose, for him. He is an iron raw. He views the world as revolving around Bilam. And he even sees it as a gift from heaven. He sees Hashem as having created an entire world that's there to serve him, because only he has the gift of blessing and curse. And if Hashem says, don't go, obviously Hashem has only one thing in mind. Bilam! And Bilam has Talmidim. And they live in every generation. And they need the psukim to remind them that you can make big mistakes that way. It's all a matter of a perspective. And when you have a warped perspective, you misunderstand what people are saying and what people are doing. He had this perspective on Klal Yisrael. He was looking to make trouble. He was looking to find a position where he could see them, where he thought, here I'll get to see the worst of them. And all I got to do is look. And Hashem, because of his love for Klal Yisrael, won't allow Bilam to see anything bad. See all of them. See some of them. And Hashem shows him the tents with the doors and windows not facing one another. He could have seen otherwise. That was a chesed. In the Haftarah, we read all about this. Hashem says, I went out of my way to prevent Bilam from cursing you. That entire journey, Bilam traveling here, there, Hashem says, I spent that entire time protecting you. It's all a matter of a perspective. Bilam's perspective is, the world was created for me. The world was created to serve me. Hashem created this world to serve me. And Hashem is always looking out for me, to see how I can be more famous and more wealthy. And Klal Yisrael is an awful people. And he's going to find his way of seeing that in them. All he's got to do is look. And it doesn't take much. And Hashem has to perform a miracle for him to see otherwise. And his donkey. seeing his donkey is rebelling against him, till the donkey actually speaks and says, come on, you know better than that. The story of Bilam is translating everything in accordance with his perspective. Seeing the world, and even seeing Hashem. Even seeing Hashem in his perspective. We got to be careful because we're all like that. By nature, we're all like that. The perspective of Bilam happened to have been awful. Therefore, his way of looking at everything is Ayin Ra. There's a different perspective. There's the Jewish perspective. There's the perspective of Avraham Avinu. Of seeing everything in the positive sense. And with humility. The difference between the two is not just that Avram is so good and sees everyone as being so good and Bilam is so evil and sees everyone as evil. But that Avram is right. It's not just a matter of, well, you know, you have your choice. You can see the world in the positive sense, you can see it in the negative sense. Bilam is wrong. The greatest proof? That first encounter with Nevuah at the beginning of the parasha. Is that what Hashem meant? When you read the Pasuk, can you realistically fit that into the words of Hashem? We know what Hashem's saying. We're smarter than Bilam. He got the Nevuah. We're reading it in the Pasuk in Chumash. We won't make the mistake he did. The perspective of Ayin Ra, the perspective of greed, takes you away from reality. There's a pasuk in Mishle, Letavo Yevakesh Nifrod. The word Nifrod means someone removed. It has a few different connotations. One is when someone always wants to be different. For the sake of being different, then it is letavo. He's got an agenda. He's looking out for himself. Don't believe him that he's got some altruistic reasons. If he's always an individual, of course you've got to be an independent thinker. Independent thinkers don't have to be individuals. Independent thinkers don't always have to be doing something different than everybody else. If you could never conform, letavo, you're looking out for yourself. Whatever it is, makes you feel good, gives you attention. But there's another one. Nifrod is someone who is detached. He is detached from reality. He doesn't see things as they are. He misunderstands and misreads. And one is tempted to think, well, I guess his reading comprehension is poor. No, it is letavo. He's got an agenda. He misreads because He's got the answer before he reads it. He's got the translation before he sees it. Ayin Ra. When you stand at the center of the universe, you can't see things as they are. Bilam sees Hashem is telling him he needs a more prestigious contingent to come and get him. Bilam sees Klal Yisrael as evil, and even his donkey as rebellious. He can't read anything right. From the donkey all the way up to Hashem. His warped view of the world is based on his being at the center of it. In the way we deal with others, in the way we understand even nature, and certainly in our perspective on who Hashem is. If we're to be selfish, if we're to be self-centered, it'll all be off and warped. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter asks the question, how do we ever make decisions? If the rule is that in court you can't judge if you're a nogea bedover, if you've got any involvement you stand to gain, there's no way that you can really be objective. How do we make decisions? Our bodies want a particular answer. How do we make decisions? What he's asking is, how do we ever see straight? When we know what we want, how do we ever see straight? And the answer is, that's only if you have an ayin ra'ah. That's only if you're selfish. That's only if you see your sole purpose in existing as self-gratification. That's only if what gives you pleasure in life is when you get the honor and you get the money and you get the power. The alternative, we're good people. Tell me, in all honesty, when do you feel better? When do you feel better? When you receive or when you give? I always tell my kids, and they even believe me, all right, so you got something. So you got a new toy. How long does it last? Either you get sick of it, or you broke it even before then. Feel worse than before you had it. You know what it's like with gashmias. Whatever it is, that second you receive it, fine. But how long does that last? Everything short term. Don't you really have that urge to hold on to that forever? There's only one way to get that. When you give something, it's yours forever. When you give something away, it is yours forever. You'll never lose that. Whether or not the kids are willing to live that way, they understand it. That's the opposite of ayin ra. We have to get used to that. We have to get used to the idea because we know it's true. There's nothing like giving. There's nothing like sharing. There's nothing like being able to be happy with someone else's success. When you're happy with your own success, it comes with fears. How long is it going to last already? You know that there's always the other side. You know there's always an expense. When someone else is successful, you have nothing to be afraid of. You can really be happy and feel good about it. And if we train ourselves to think that way over and over and over, get it into our system, we have a much better shot of reading reality correctly. From the donkey to Hashem. From the lowest to Hashem Himself. The donkey is always used by Chazal and by others as the example of the totally unintelligent creature. The Maral talks of the fact that the Hebrew word chamor has the same letters as the word chomer, which is just raw material, like clay. Simple existence. From the lowest, all the way to Hashem Himself. If your perspective is iron raw, you can do nothing other than misread everything. And you develop a whole mindset and a theory and a philosophy, and everyone fits into it. You understand your friends like that and their families. Everything fits in and makes sense, and you got proof. And this one's rotten, and that one's rotten, and this one's trying to get you, and that one... His life aim is to get in your way. And this one's insensitive. Klal Yisrael, an awful people. They leave destruction wherever they go. Is that the way you relate to a nation for whom miracles are happening day in, day out? A nation that the world knew had experienced collectively. They experienced prophecy, the heavens opened. A nation that lives by morals. A nation that has a message to the world. And when the miracles make it that you can't start up with them, they are a selfish, dangerous people. They devour everything. Like an ox. You compare them to an ox? Bilam and Balak, they saw it that way. It's a matter of perspective. A nation that experienced the revelation, and you see they live by values, and then everything supernatural happens for them. This is the way you view them? Yeah, if you're self-centered, if your question is what's in it for me, then they're destructive. It's all a matter of perspective. Every situation in life has different ways of translating it. It's a matter of perspective. What's even more dangerous in Bilam is his effect on others. And on a certain level, we also have that power. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zichrono Livracha, used to say, the Pasuk says, about Shimon and Levi. Ki biapam hargu ish. Ki biapam, because in their anger they killed a man. They destroyed the city of Shechem. And he used to say that the word af literally means a nose. And he used to say that all of us are guilty of killing people with our nose. What's that? You're discussing a person, you're saying, eh. You destroyed a shidduch. You destroyed the confidence people had in him. You destroy his reputation. One little twitch of the nose does it all. Ayin Ra doesn't only give you a world perspective on what's going on, but then you communicate it one way or another. From a twitch of the nose to advice. And as part of society, we're giving each other advice all the time. All you need, not so great. You don't talk Lashon Hara, you won't say it's bad. It's not the greatest. It's all right. Understand the responsibility. And maybe your perspective is off. Where are you coming from? What is it that you may be depriving the other person of? The one you're speaking about and the one you're speaking to. It's all a matter of perspective. And we read everything on the basis of our perspective. Yes, the story is surreal. And the lesson is so down to earth. Every one of us is a potential Talmud of Bilam. We're his followers. We're naturally part of his school. And we misread our donkeys. And we misread our friends. And we misread great people. And we misinterpret what Hashem is doing. And we get angry at him. It's just a matter of perspective. This world is a beautiful place. Nature is loyal. Donkeys are loyal. Certainly friends are loyal. And human beings are good. And special human beings are especially good. And Hashem is perfect. And keep things straight. And the world was created for us, but that's to give us opportunity. To give us challenge. And to give us the ability to grow. And life is not miserable, it is challenging. And there's nothing like challenges. And there's nothing like growth. And yes, it was all created for our pleasure. But not the pleasure that Bilam was looking for. The pleasure of giving. The pleasure of being like Hashem. And being close to Him. All that exists is beautiful. Don't deny yourself the pleasure of appreciating it. Avraham Avinu was the founder of the eternal nation. And Bilam is gone. We are Talmidim of Avraham. Takes training. You got to catch yourself. But that's our goal. We want everything to be beautiful. And it's all a matter of how you look at it. It's only a matter of perspective.